Into the 9 o'clock hour on Mad Radio. Who is the 49ers player that DeAndre Hopkins got into a fight with? 832-430-2946. If you know that answer, you're going to our fantasy football forum tomorrow night at Treasures with Lisa Ann. Who is the 49ers player DeAndre Hopkins fought with? 832-430-2946. Before we hit Scrum in a couple of minutes, joining us now in studio from the Dynamo, who are playing this weekend. Go to HoustonDynamo.com for tickets for the game coming up at 8 o'clock on Saturday. Big game as they fight for a spot in the playoffs. Joining us now in studio, Darwin Seren joins us. Darwin, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good, thank you. Good to be here.
It's good to see you as well. What? So you've bounced around a few different places in the MLS. What's your favorite part about the city of Houston?
I think it's the food, because we have too many Salvadorian restaurants here, so yeah. I'm happy with the food here.
Are there more? There more here than in Orlando and San Jose, right?
Yeah, we have in San Jose also. We have some restaurant there, but no same like Houston.
We have more. Who's got the easiest Spanish to understand? Orlando, Houston, or San Jose?
I think Orlando.
Is it
different? Type of language, Venezuela, Colombians, many countries,
yeah,
many people from different countries.
What about Spain? Does it like freak you out when you listen to people who are like directly from Spain? It sound really different.
Yeah, you can see the difference. We try to speak Spanish, but the real Spanish, I think is in Spain.
Is it? Yeah,
yeah, well, that makes sense.
Well, you have three kids. And you've got one on the way?
Yes.
So are they? Do they live here? Are they back home?
No, they are here.
They're here. So have they been in Orlando and San Jose and here with you?
Yes, they follow me everywhere.
Oh wow! So they're getting an education, huh? They're learning about a lot of different things.
Yeah, it's different, especially with the kids when they start the school and then you have to move to another city. It's hard.
Yeah.
But they know the job, so.
You gotta tell the boys though. This is where it's nice, because whatever
you got a new identity everywhere you go.
Whatever issues you're having with your little girlfriend or whatever, you just say bye bye and like off you go. And it's not you're a kid. You shouldn't be saddled with those things right now.
Yeah, it's different when you have your girlfriend and you say you can stay here if you don't want to follow me, but it's your family. You have to take it and that's it.
I think it's
part of your motivation every day. For me, is my family, my kids.
Yeah. How old's your oldest?
13.
13? Oh, okay. At that age then, too, where moving is hard, huh?
Yeah. The first year here, he was frustrated because he don't speak English also, and then he don't play with other kids. Mm-hmm. He don't have a friends, mm-hmm. So it's hard.
That is challenging, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, now it's good. They both speak English. My daughter, my son too, and I try to speak English also.
Yeah. So as a family, that's your whole. You guys have grown a lot, huh?
Yeah.
No, that's really cool.
I have a hard working home too.
Darwin Seren joining us in studio from the Dynamo. I asked Arturo Alvarez this when he was in here a few weeks ago. So I've got a wedding in El Salvador coming up in late December. I may go. It really depends on like where the Texans are, like if they've hopefully clinched a playoff spot, we'll see. What should I know about El Salvador? Like if I go, like what should I check out? What should I know about El Salvador?
You have to go a different place, especially beach.
Okay.
The beach is nice.
The beach.
Yeah, the beach. Nice. And the food. A lot of food you can try different. The special is the pupusas.
Okay.
From El Salvador. What you never taste same here in Houston.
Okay.
It's really different.
I'll note that down. Okay, that's what I gotta try.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what, Mike, you were talking earlier about an interesting story that Darwin had when he came to the Dynamo.
Darwin, can you tell the audience the story of how you were scouted into the MLS? Like, how exactly did you end up in the league?
It's a nice history, because I remember one December we play a playoff game in my country with my team, and the coach Adrian Heath was there,
yep,
with my agent. But in that time, I don't have an agent in that time, so they come into El Salvador to watch some guys and other players. But I have a amazing game. And after that game, we lose 1-0, but I play well, I play good. And then after the next day, we have a big meeting in my team, and then and the coach, Adrian Heath, is there with the agent, and then they talk about the game. And then after the meeting, they call me and say, hey, Darwin, come here. We want to talk with you. And they say, hey, is Adrian Heath is the coach from Orlando City, but the Orlando City was in the USL league.
Yes.
And then he say, but this team have a place in MLS in 2015. And
so it's a good opportunity.
Yeah, is this coach watch you and he say you are a great player. He won in his team. And then he say, wow, my mouth is sore. And,
how old were you?
23.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
And then he say, it's a good opportunity for you. Maybe we can change your life and your family. And I say, wow, I can go. I take it.
There you go.
Let me see the what kind of contract I can take. And then I see the opportunity was good for me, for the family, especially because they say you guys have to take you can take the resident card. We work with that. And then I say, wow, better.
Yeah.
And then we travel for the new challenge here. And after that, I work hard every day for make the best for me and bring the best for the family too.
Always so a good lesson. You never know who's watching, no matter what you're doing. Darwin, good luck this weekend. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Darwin Serin of the Dynamo.
Are playing 8 p.m. on Saturday against Salt Lake, a place that's not. We were talking to Darwin beforehand about just how awful it is playing at altitude. So you like the sea level here at Houston better than playing up in like Denver.
It's better this weather hot than playing altitude.
Yeah.
Yes. So Darwin Serin, so check out the Dynamo this weekend, HoustonDynamo.com. Tickets start at $29. Kickoff 8 o'clock. Check out all the details at HoustonDynamo.com.